black power is at bottom a reaction to the reluctance of white power to make the kind of changes necessary to make justice a reality for the Negro. I think we've got to see that a riot is the language of the unheard.
This is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
And we're from Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
Every second and fourth Tuesday of the month here on WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you can's. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Neil Verma of Chicago, Illinois. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowan. You've tuned in to the WGXC local news. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that a group of Hudson Valley Democratic Party chairs has written to longtime state chair Jay Jacobs asking him to implement four common sense reforms to increase Democratic operations, provide robust support for county committees, expand and diversify the voices involved in decision-making, and strengthen the party's infrastructure ahead of the next election cycle. The general election this month saw mixed results in the Hudson Valley, ranging from successes in Ulster and Westchester counties to, quote, disappointing outcomes, unquote, for statewide candidates in several counties, as well as the loss of state legislative and congressional seats previously held by Democrats. Last week, two letters were circulated, one calling on Jacobs to step down from his party leadership role, and the other from county chairs offering their continued support. The members of the Greater Hudson Valley Coalition declined to sign on to either letter. That group wrote their own letter to Jacobs asking state leadership to convene a session of the State Democratic Committee's Executive Committee before the end of the year to present, discuss, and adopt a plan to implement their reforms. The letter is signed by Columbia County Chair Sam Hodge, Lori Turgeson of Greene County, Michael Dupree and Julie Shiroshi of Dutchess County, and Kaylee McKenzie of Ulster County, and others. Read more about the story at MidHudsonNews.com. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that a Greenville property owner has stepped forward to donate a 5-acre parcel to the town for the construction of a new rescue squad building. The town board unanimously on November 21st voted to approve the contract. Quote, the person has property on Irving Road, unquote, Town Supervisor Paul Macko said. Quote, they want to donate 5 acres of property for the town of Greenville to build a rescue squad building. They're basically donating the 5 acres for a dollar, and we will cover all the closing expenses, unquote. The town has declined to identify the donor. The Greenville Rescue Squad and the town entered into a new 5-year contract on November 9th, which included plans to construct a new emergency services building for the squad. The town has been considered a plot of town-owned land located behind the Greenville Public Library, but Macko said the Irving Road site is better situated to house the new structure. The property behind the library, quote, would have been a tough place to get in and out of in times of emergencies, especially with parking at the library, unquote, Macko said. Quote, I think the Irving Road property will afford us much safer and quicker conditions to get in and out, unquote. Town officials also established a building committee consisting of town board members John Benson and Will Von Atkinson, plus a couple of rescue squad members, to work through the details of the project. The building is expected to cost somewhere between $750,000 and $1 million, Macko said. Town attorney Tal Rapplier said he will start the process of acquiring the parcel. Read more about the story at theupstater.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul on November 23rd nominated attorney Kaylin Whittingham to serve on the Commission on Ethics in Lobbying and Government, the successor entity to the now-defunct Joint Commission on Public Ethics. Whittingham is a former president of the Association of Black Women Attorneys and the principal of her law firm. Her nomination will be subject to a review by a committee of law school deans before her appointment can be finalized. The panel is composed of appointees by the governor, attorney general, state comptroller, and legislative leaders from both parties in the state Senate and Assembly. Hochul previously nominated Michael Cardoza and Frederick Davey to serve on the panel. Both appointments were confirmed by the Independent Review Committee. Quote, I am pleased to nominate Ms. Whittingham for the committee's review and look forward to continuing our work to support the commission's efforts to restore trust in government, unquote, Hochul said. Good government organizations this week urged the final commission appointments to be made so it can begin its work in earnest before the start of 2023. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Saturday should be sunny with a high of 50 and a west wind 9 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 32 miles per hour, a low around 33 Saturday night. Sunday, the forecast is for rain. There's a 90% chance with a high of 45 and a wind from the south of 5 to 9 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, the rain continues. There's an 80% chance with a low around 39 and the south wind around 8 miles per hour. Monday, there is a slight chance of showers before 1 p.m., a 20% chance. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 45, a low around 27. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephen Bull of Greenport, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
Number
10.
10. 10.
10.
10. 10. 10.
10. from the 2022 album La Fenice Magique. This is Scanner with After Magnetism.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
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 four.
I love you, Mary Jane. Yes, I love you, Mary Jane.
Next, here is 2022 new music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and this song is called Do You Remember the Factory That Burned?
This road wasn't here. This alley wasn't here. The stream became a reservoir. The flood came down the hill past the Catholic Church. This was a stream. It shouldn't be a lake. The bridge is too low. Water can rise past it. Dead branches clog the dam. Sunlight grazes pasture, which was woods, which was a farm, which was a factory. A wall, a plain old wall. The new map lies on the old map. We set the clocks back. A different sun rises over a different ridge. I fall asleep and levitate. Trees lift the roof off the house. I sleep with pines. Their branches are sturdy, but unkind.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
I wanna fall.
2022 music there, brand new from Yola Tenga. The song is called Fallout on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
6. Here is from the album Fruition from 2022, the song 11 from Ivo Perlman and Matthew Shipp. Thank you.
number
five.
Next we hear Meg Baird, known about 20 years or so ago for her work fronting the Espers. She's from Philadelphia, and this is her 2022 song called Will You Follow Me Home.
Thank you.
number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
Next we hear from Marcia Bassett, who plays with Double Leopards, and Samara Lubelski, who started off with the band Hall of Fame. Now they're both renowned solo artists that perform together often. And here is a live track called Vancouver from their West Coast Live album from 2022 on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
Number
three.
Soft Pink Truth there with Wanna Know from their 2022 album. Is it going to get any deeper than this?
Number
two.
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 Next, we hear from James Marlon Magas with a collaboration with Miss Pussycat, who usually plays with Quintron. This is from James Marlon Magas' 2022 album, Confusion Is My Name. It's called Irma Irma.
Number one.
Way's Blood there. From the 2022 album End in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow, it's not just me, it's everybody.